You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Shrillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Whoop.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us. It's also a Falcons Thursday.
Game day, baby!
Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons kick off tonight at 8:15 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Pre-game show on the Falcons Radio Network starts at 6. That means the Wade Ford tailgate show. Joe Patrick starts at 4 o'clock.
Double them up, Bunk.
You got 2 hours of hard-hitting Atlanta Falcons conversation.
Double them up, Bunk.
Starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll also talk to Joe in about 15 minutes from right now as well. Get back into the big story of the day in a few minutes and an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929.
Okay, well, we were just talking. Bo was bringing us up to date on some of the Braves' new closure that they just signed. And to me, you were just going by some of the MLB guys that I, you know, listen to, especially Grant.
Sure.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal to go get a guy of his caliber. I know that Dave O'Brien just put out that Iglesias is still going to be the closer. He's going to be the setup guy, but also a backup closer. So, but whatever. But cool. This seems like it was a big damn deal to get a guy like him in your bullpen.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, in reality, coming out of last year, what were the biggest holes the team had? Your bullpen was the worst facet of the Braves team last year.
I mean,
injuries obviously were a big part of it, and certain guys didn't play well and all that, but the bullpen was just not good. Like, and it wasn't guys got hurt, but coming into the year, the bullpen wasn't good.
Right.
Guys, it was populated by mediocre pitchers.
Right.
So going out and getting better guys was a huge part of the offseason. And, I mean, this is the biggest move they've made so far. I know they got Mike Yastrzemski yesterday, and that's great for some depth in the outfield. And maybe that gives Acuna more opportunity to only DH and rest a little bit, trying to preserve his health. You know, got the shortstop Dubon earlier in the offseason, which you like from a defensive standpoint. But, yeah, this is the biggest move they've made.
Yeah. And hold on. Tell me more about this shortstop guy, because they brought him in. But y'all were telling me that he can't hit.
No, yeah, not really. He's not a great hitter. He's a great fielder.
Great fielder?
Yeah.
Great enough fielder that it overcomes.
Gold glove fielder.
Huh?
Gold glove fielder.
Because that was the one thing about different shortstop. Like, they can field the hell out of their position.
Yeah.
But does the fielding outweigh the hitting?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, well,
his hitting's better than Nick Allen.
I mean, come on, man.
And his fielding is
Nick Allen
too.
Started
yeah, no, I know.
Many games.
Because, I understand that.
Yeah.
That's also probably the only thing that they you know, had.
The bar was so low for what the low. Braves got offensively from the shortstop position last year.
Right.
That, yeah, he's better. But, yeah, I mean, you're still hoping that they can upgrade that spot. Right.
Like ideally, you want Dubon to be a utility
infielder. If Dubon's your utility infielder, that's great. Fantastic. You feel really good about that, and that's awesome. If he's, and they've said, because they know what the deal is with the money and the ownership, they've said if he's the starter, they're comfortable with that. Which is always like company speak for, I hope that doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
You know how many times Raheem said he's comfortable with stuff this year that he's not particularly comfortable with, right, but they don't have a better option for it, yeah, you know? We're comfortable with Kirk Cousins as our backup.
Yeah,
they didn't want that to be true.
Clayface, Jeff Passan just said, between, I call him Clayface, his face like he's made out of clay.
Oh.
Yeah.
He does look like a doll.
Yeah.
He looks
like
sort of like a creepy, like, puppet.
Between Robert Suarez and Raisel Iglesias, Atlanta has two of the top five relievers with the most saves over the last two seasons. With the healthy Chris Sale, Spencer Swellerblock, Spencer Strider, plus a full season of Hurston,
The
pitching could take a huge leap.
There you go.
Possibility.
Could.
There's a possibility.
There's a could.
Yeah. What's. Yeah, where's old boy that was there last year, the shortstop? The Japanese guy. He's still on the streets.
Korean, but he's hanging
Korean,
out.
Thank you. Yeah. He's still on the streets? Okay. Yeah. All right.
So they can still sign him.
Okay. I'm just making sure, man, because I ain't going through another Bray year. I will put their ass away so fast.
We put them away pretty fast.
I put them away, man.
What was the final straw last year? It was like, all right, we're not talking about this anymore.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Like, after the All-Star break, when they came out and played okay for a minute.
But you remember, Michael was killing it.
Well, yeah, Michael played good after a while. Michael was killing it.
And then something happened, and we both were like, all right, man.
All right, enough of that. We're going to transition into.
I'm done.
Which is kind of what we're going to do right now. We're going to transition into talking about football. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
The coaches were called in and told that Jerome Moore was being fired. They then were calling in the team to tell them the same news. And then a short time ago, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel released a statement that you read a part of, where essentially it says that following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and Michigan maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. Biff Poggi has been appointed head football coach in an interim capacity, effective immediately, and obviously a lot more to this story that comes to the forefront in the days and weeks to come.
It's undefeated, Andy. Undefeated.
It is.
Undefeated. Got another one.
No, man.
Got another one. It's
so
in your contract that you cannot, and again, he ain't the only person that this has happened to. We understand
But he's
that.
The only one we're talking
but
about.
But the only
right
one we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
You got handpicked to be a head football coach at a school, taking a job that, in my opinion, is one of the top jobs of any sport in college. Hell, in the being a Michigan football head coach is a big freaking deal. And you got that opportunity. Do I believe that people are out for you and everything? I do. But at the same time, that didn't make you do what you did. And as we said earlier, somebody tipped off the people or whatever. They did the initial investigation into the initial tip. Didn't find anything. Nothing credible. All right. He signs a new coach. They go on to sign this big recruiting class. He's getting his staff. And then all of a sudden, poof.
Yeah. And that's what makes me believe, just like the timeline of it. If they really just wanted to do this, it seems like they would have done it earlier.
Right.
Right? Because waiting until right now when the coaching carousel has completely ended and making your job of replacing him so much harder doesn't make any sense if the athletic department is just flat out or whatever, the boosters or whoever it is, whoever these mysterious people in the shadows are that are out to get him. If they were just trying to get him, then they would have done it earlier. Something became evident over the last couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Now, I buy that they probably wanted to protect their signing class last week, but if they knew this months ago, then they would have just done it then and replaced him and had that guy deal with their signing class.
Correct.
Right? So Yeah. Now they're, you know, now they're in a really weird spot where everyone else has been hired. I mean, Matt Campbell probably would have been the number one target.
More than likely.
Matt Campbell's at Penn State now, and that took a weird timeline. Obviously, Lane Kiffin's at LSU and all of the other, I mean, all kind of hot candidates from the Tulanes and the James Madisons and places like
they
that have all gotten those great new jobs.
But to me, that don't seem like Michigan.
No.
Yeah, Michigan is, you got a coach at a big-time program, and we're going to get him.
Yeah.
That's
just,
to me,
let's go back. Let's go back a little bit. Just think about who they, like, Sherrone Moore is an outlier because he was handpicked by Harbaugh.
Right.
Harbaugh was, because he's a Michigan man, and he had had so much success coaching so many different places. Pre-Harbaugh was who? Hoke?
Yeah.
And where had he been?
He was there. He's at San Diego State, I think, right?
Yeah.
I think it was San Diego State.
That one didn't work out great. Right. Rich Rod obviously had all the success at West Virginia. It was Lloyd Carr, right? And he was there for a long time.
He was there for a long time.
Maybe I'm missing someone.
You're missing somebody in between there.
Is there?
Who? No, because Lloyd Carr left. After Lloyd, it was Rich Rod. Then Rich Rod, it was Hoke. And then Hoke, it was.
So we're not missing
it. No, we're not missing anybody. Yeah, we're not missing then Harper.
So, yeah. I mean, I guess if you go through that history, I think things have changed also at Michigan too, though. Like,
what do you mean?
They've invested way more in football over the last 5 years than they ever have. Like, Harbaugh didn't have the resources that he needed when he first was there, and then convinced them and won his way into getting more commitment from the athletic department.
Yeah,
like they've put way more money into it than they ever have over the last couple of years.
Yeah,
so it's probably even a better job now than it ever was.
Oh no, it is a premier prime job. And the one thing they did is they got a taste of it.
Exactly.
They got a taste of it.
And now they're going to spend.
Yes,
because
they got a taste of it.
But I think they thought for a long time that we have Harbaugh and we're Michigan. We've got the M. You know, we can win with that.
Right.
And it proved to not be true.
Yes.
And then they started doing all the, you know, they had extra money and they're cheating their asses off and all that kind of stuff. And it worked.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I don't think they would trade what they got for what has happened. Because they got the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a pretty embarrassing couple years.
Hell yeah, it has been.
Like,
I saw something.
They've been dragged through the damn mud.
Ain't Sean Rome suspended for a game next year? Still, I mean, it's been like that, you know. And it's one of those things where I'm saying, like, whoever their hire is, it can't be affiliated with him. You know how the Braves always, and this is not the Braves always.
Yeah, but it's just you're making an example.
They can't go with anybody that was affiliated with this.
So then take Jed Fish off the list.
Yeah, you
right?
gotta. You
because I've seen him. His you, name.
You,
everywhere.
It seems like you got to bring in a guy like of the level of a Kalen DeBoer, yeah. Somebody like that.
Yeah. If they can pull that off,
that don't have nobody in this thing. The thing with Kalen DeBoer is he more comfortable in Alabama or Michigan? If he's the guy, I'm just saying.
I don't know how to really articulate
me,
this.
I'm with you.
So tell me if it makes sense.
All right.
But doesn't he just kind of like? Doesn't it feel like it makes more sense him at Michigan?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
but to me,
and that's what I always hated about everyone saying, "Yeah, he can't come from up there and go down there." He's got him in the playoffs, so he knows.
But the
what
thing about it is, Bunk, I guess because Nick was there so long and did so many great things, I don't know who was a good fit for that job.
Right. And yeah. I do think, like, again, replacing the guy is always really hard to do.
Yes.
Did a pretty good job of it. Like, they're in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs,
the second year, and they almost made the playoff last year too.
Yeah.
And I realize it's Alabama, so almost anything is not the standard. But, like, to take over, and that was a weird deal, too, because that was even later than this.
Right.
Saban retired out of the blue, and they had to sort of scramble and replace. So to be able his record over the course of 2 years is what, like 18-6 or something like
something
that?
Like
or
that.
19-6?
But Nick didn't lose six games in 6 years.
Well, his first year he did.
Yeah, but that don't really count.
Well, why did... Then we got to give Kalen credit for doing what he did then.
You know, it's different.
Why?
Because who he came after, the expectations.
I know that, but like, I'm just saying, like, in terms of the situation, he's done pretty well.
I never said he hasn't.
Yeah.
But that's not, me and you don't have to make that judgment because we're not Alabama fans. The Alabama fans ain't happy with it.
I know, but if he wins four games right now, they're going to be national champions.
I agree with that.
So, like, will they be happy with that?
Of course
or
they would.
Doing it
of course
right
they would,
still.
But they're not betting on that.
I know.
They don't think Alabama.
And I'm not betting on that either. I'm not betting on that. Now, they are going to get healthier. They're going to get some guys back.
Yeah.
So they'll probably, and they're, you know, they should be able to win. I don't know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
They didn't beat Oklahoma a couple weeks ago.
Today, guys, today, right after me and Andy are done, Dukes and Bell have a live broadcast from Gustin's and Ackworth, brought to you by Miller Lite. They have the pregame analysis and everything leading you up to Andy and Joe Patrick. And they will have Bud Light specials. That's Gustin's and Ackworth, Dukes and Bell, 2-4 today.
Caller number 3 right now. We're going to send you to the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway. Caller number 3, 404-726-0929. We're sending you to the metal show. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.